Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Okie dokie, it is your Thursday drive. Coming up, drive legal analyst attorney Roy Miller on the Mueller report. We've been calling it the Miller report. But, we're going to talk to the executive director of the Green Music Center. They're announcing their summer concert series. Philip Bump from the Washington Post. Congresswoman Jackie Spear, Santa Rosa Council member Julie Combs. The drive Brouhaha today featuring Lagunitas. Yay. And the Waldos of 420 from San Rafael High School. Mike says they've never been on. I say they have. Go through the last 11 years, and I'll bet you'll find them somewhere. That should take a few days. It's Thursday, Theater Thursday, with Harry John Duke. And we're talking about Jesus Christ Superstar from the SRJC Theater Arts at Maria Carrillo High School. Harry Duke, of course, playing Jesus and
typecasting.
That is typecasting. I've seen him walk on water.
Oh, no.
With his bad knees and everything.
Water therapy.
Introduce our guests. This is cool.
Okay, as Steve says, the Santa Rosa Junior College Theater Arts Department is getting ready to present their production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And joining us to talk about it are the director, Leslie McCauley, and one of the performers, Miss Ariana Lamarck. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Great our names, pleasure. Both of you. Leslie McCauley, Ariana Lamarck. Sounds like actors and directors to me.
But so, in reverse order.
What's it like playing Jesus?
I'm not in the show, Steve.
Oh,
I'm not in the
okay.
show.
Well,
I'm here to talk to these folks who are involved in the show.
Mike, can we play the theme?
Remember that? Yeah. As he scooted out of the
we
studio.
We had it queued up, but he's messing with my computer for some reason, so... let's do that, if we may.
Let's start it off over again with a little bit of that music.
Here we go. Music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and lyrics by Tim Rice, of course. What year did this thing start?
1970, if I remember correctly. It was Lloyd Webber's like first big show.
Right.
And it started out as a concept album. It did not start out as a musical. It started as most or a lot of shows at that time did. They put out an album and then built a show around it, right?
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it came out in 1970, that classic brown vinyl that we all had, mm-hmm. which I choreographed every number two in my living room when I was 8 years old.
I used to use the album cover to roll joints.
I knew you were going to say that.
We don't have to do that anymore.
So it came out in 1970, and then what started happening was companies started producing it more like a play, and Webber and Rice said, hey, wait. If we're going to do that, let us actually do that. And then they wrote the stage show. And then the film came out in 1973 with Ted Neely playing Jesus.
It was a huge deal back then.
Huge.
It was a different kind of approach to the gospel, and it was somewhat controversial at the time, too.
Yeah, still is, actually.
Yeah.
Because the focus really is on Judas. It's sort of told from his perspective, and he's represented very empathetically. So
yeah, he's not like a complete villain here. He's got real issues.
Correct. And Jesus is represented as just a man.
Right.
I mean, that's part of one of Ariana's lyrics. And Tim Rice actually said in a quote, it just so happens that we don't see Jesus as the Son of God. We see him as a man at the right place at the right time, which they then tied into celebrity worship. Yeah. Now, today, it's still controversial among Christians. We've gotten some of that feedback. You know, and that ranges from everything from folks who just, it's not their cup of tea and they don't want to come, or people who say, I don't agree with it, or people who say, it's great, we sing it in our church, it brings people in, so it's all good.
Yeah.
So what was the thinking behind selecting it for this year's season?
We had done it 8 or 9 years ago in a really lovely production directed by my colleague John Shillington, which was kind of more of a high concept production. And we were looking for something in the spring that was very life-affirming and uplifting and would create great opportunities for this young core of actors that we have. And so we thought, I think it's time to do this one again. And it's been an absolute joy working with this cast. They're fantastic.
Ariana, when you're too young to remember 1970.
Yes.
Obviously, but
maybe even 1990.
When did you first become aware of Jesus Christ Superstar?
Oh gosh, I think the first time I even heard the title of the show was in sixth grade. I had a music teacher who was really into Andrew Lloyd Webber, but I didn't actually look up the show or get into the show until the junior college's season, this season, was announced last spring. And, you know, I had heard about Jesus Christ Superstar. I had heard how wonderful of a show it was, so I decided to look it up. I watched it, and I fell in love with it instantly. I was very aware of the story because I was brought up Catholic, so I definitely knew what the story entailed. I had just never heard the soundtrack or seen how they were bringing the story to life, how they were bringing the story to life through this interpretation. So the music is essentially what drew me in addition to the story itself being so raw, so real, so very inspiring and touching.
It's kind of back on the radar for two reasons. A year ago, they did the live TV mm-hmm. production of it with John Legend and Alice Cooper playing Herod, which he'd actually played in an earlier production. It was not the first time he did that. And then in San Francisco, they did an all-female.
Alice Cooper
is King Herod, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
he came out in this costume you would not have believed. But it was a well-received production. And in San Francisco, within the last 6 months, they did an all-female production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Wow.
And so what approach are you taking to it for your production here at it's going to be at the Maria Carrillo High School, but it's a JC production.
Correct. We're at Maria Carrillo because Burbank Auditorium is still being renovated.
Yeah, it's been a while. How are they doing? It must be getting close.
Yeah, we're in year two. We are getting close. And we're hoping to be in the fall.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. And Maria Carrillo's been awesome. Shout out to the Pumas. Go Pumas. what were we saying? My approach. We decided to go back to sort of the 1970 idea of a rock concert instead of it being a play. And I wanted to really streamline the production and really focus on the relationships of the characters, because I think it was Webber said that a couple years ago, he watched a concert version of it, and he said, why is this working so well? And he said, oh yeah, that's because that's how we wrote it. And he said, I realize all these years we've been trying to turn it into a full play when in fact it's a concept
it's a
album.
Concert.
Yeah. So that's how we've staged it. We've got, you know, a lot of flash and trash lighting, I think they call it, and our killer dance ensemble, all of the disciples, are on stage for most of the production. It's very street hip-hop inspired dance, multicultural cast. We have trans people in the cast. We have women playing the male roles as men. So it's really a beautiful mix. And for me, it's all about those that have the power and those that don't. So you're not going to see any Romans. There's no togas. You're going to see people that represent more the international power structure, whether that be in corporations or politics or religion.
And how about the band, your music? What you got going there?
The band is amazing.
Oh my gosh. So good.
They are so great. They are so great. And can I say, we have taken a high school theater and we are mounting this, you know, really loud, vibrant rock opera. And that is a challenge in
what
a high school
theater.
What
are the sets like? I can't imagine.
Mostly scaffolding based, but with elements of the sacred. I told Peter Crompton, the brilliant set designer, I said, we've got to keep going back to the sacred. So we have columns that are kind of in a sacred circle, and there's altars and there's candles, because spirituality is at the heart of the story.
Sure.
And yeah, the band is amazing. We've got 9 musicians and they're on stage, and then we bring them further on stage for their various solos, including our terrific guitarist.
And how many cast members? It's got to be a lot of
29,
folks.
29. Yeah.
Wow.
29.
in a high school auditorium stage.
You gotta love it. Yeah. I just got the 1 minute sign.
All right, this show opens tomorrow night, April 19th. Again, it is playing at the Maria Carrillo High School Theater, which means the parking is free. Let me make that clear. It runs through May the 5th. We have got two pairs of tickets to give away to the first two callers at 707-636-1350. Please give us your name, your phone number, and your email address, and we will forward that on to the JC box office folks, and they will be in touch with you to arrange your tickets. For everybody else looking for information, go to theaterarts.santarosa.edu, and that will give you all you need to know about times, places, and box office.
It opens tomorrow night, runs through May 5th. Leslie McCauley and Ariana Lamarck, thank you so much. Good to see everybody.
Thank you, and I hope you can all come hear Ariana sing. She has the voice of an angel.
Oh, I can't wait. Beautiful. All right, Harry, thanks. We'll see you next week. It's time to go take our break on The Drive.